The UN Refugee Agency conducted assessments in 8 pilot countries, including Cameroon, Ecuador, Georgia, Rwanda, Thailand, Tanzania, Yemen, and Zambia early this year. Refugees living in camps, as well as those living in urban areas, were surveyed. So were internally displaced and stateless people. UN Refugee spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis tells VOA aid workers were unprepared for what they found.
And the startling finding, I think, was really that 30% of the basic needs of refugees are not being met, and that's for education, health, sanitation, very, very simple things like this that can have such a profound effect on the lives of refugees.
Pagonis says refugees living in camps tend to get assistance, such as food, from humanitarian agencies. She says they also live in a slightly more protected environment than do urban refugees. She says the concerns of refugees living in cities are different. She says they may be living in apartments, may lack documents, and may face eviction or deportation. She says urban refugees tend to need more legal protection from the UNHCR. She says the report was done in Georgia before the latest conflict in August. She says aid workers looked at the plight of some 100,000 refugees and displaced people who fled from the breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia in the 1990s. She says they are still living in collective centers.
And the conditions in those collective centres could only be described as deplorable. Lack of access to water, lack of access to a functioning sewage system, very, very basic things, very cramped conditions, whole families from grandmothers down to grandchildren living in one room. These were the kinds of conditions that were found, and as a consequence of this, there were family tensions, children were not going to school, there were problems with health, with lack of sanitation and access to clean water.
Pagonis says each of the 8 pilot countries surveyed had their own tragic stories to tell. While the refugee situations differ, Pagonis says they share a sense of common deprivation. She says the assessments identify areas which should be improved. These include access to asylum systems, registration, documentation, and border monitoring. She says child protection and measures to prevent sexual abuse and violence also need to be strengthened. She says the UNHCR will ask donors for $63.5 million to provide more of the refugees' unmet needs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.